Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This fertility journey can be such an emotional roller coaster with so many ups and downs of false hopes and shattered dreams. How do you recover after another negative pregnancy test or failed IVF when your period comes on again? The constant reminders of where you're at and the fear of running out of time. How do you pick yourself up after that? Well, let's find out how you can bounce back, but also be more resilient so you can know you're going to be okay whatever happens. Well, let's dive in. This fertility journey, it really is an emotional roller coaster. We had so many false hopes and false dawns. When it actually came to the final result that was actually positive, we didn't want to believe it. So how do you get over these fairly regular, which seems devastating, disappointments? When it's the monthly pregnancy test you're checking, or an IVF, and you're doing that test at the end, how do you get over another negative test result? I know when we were suddenly got the green light saying after 8 years there's no reason why we can't get pregnant naturally, and we started trying month by month, par went past, and yeah, we, as you know, we become experts on this journey, don't we? We become fertility experts. We know exactly our timing, we're aware of our body. And month by month went past, and the fear and the dread started building up. Fear of running out of time. Fear of something else being wrong. And that's when we found out that my fertility was a disaster. I'd never got a test up to that point. But these highs and lows can be exhausting. So how do you get over them? And one thing to be aware of is when we get a negative test result, or in another month when your period comes on, is the meaning we attach to that moment, or is the meaning we attach to that circumstance. It could be often something like, oh, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to feel happy, content, complete. The feeling of life slipping away, time running out. And it is often that story of it's never going to happen to me. That's what creates emotional experience in that moment. That's what creates our feelings. Not the actual test result itself. The test result itself is neutral, just is. Everything outside of us just is. You know, whether, you know, our psychology only works one way, our principles behind our experience only works one way. You know, some people look at a dandelion and see a pretty yellow flower. Some people look at a dandelion and think they're an annoying weed. I know someone used to run a holiday park and he very kept the lawns and the grass areas really prim and proper. He loved keeping it really neat and tidy that way. And he looked out in the office window and thought, oh, that grass needs a cut. Oh, I can see all these daisies and flowers coming through. And he said to his assistant, oh, I must cut those flowers, cut the lawn, those looking a bit of a mess, all the dandelions and daisies. And she said, oh, I was just looking at those and thinking how pretty they were. So the flower itself is actually neutral. Some people think they're very pretty. Some people think they're a nuisance. And it's true for anything external. It is what it is. You look at a beautiful scene in nature, it's actually neutral. It's not actually beautiful, it just is what it is. It's neutral. Some people might find it beautiful, some people might find it boring. But you're looking at it from a place of beauty. That feeling of beauty is coming from within you. It only works one way, inside out, but it looks like it works outside in. It looks like these things create our psychological experience. Now, don't get me wrong, we're humans, we're going to have emotions. We're humans, we're going to get caught into thinking it works outside in. That's what we do as humans. But the more we know actually works inside out, the less we get tricked. We don't fall as far down. So it's being aware that your emotions are telling you you're caught into a story. That's the only thing an emotion knows. An emotion doesn't know our circumstances. It doesn't know our future. It just knows we're no longer present in this moment. We're no longer in reality. We're no longer seeing life through perspective and clarity. We're caught into a psychological story. That's what your emotion is telling you. And the emotion cannot predict the future. Nothing can predict the future. Now, we were told we would never get pregnant naturally. 1 in a billion chance you could told it could ever happen naturally. But it did. It did. See, doctors are great at diagnosis. They can tell you what's happening in this moment at the time of a test. They're not great at prognosis. Because nothing can predict the future. And your imagination, your thinking about the future, and the doctor's thinking about the future, maybe plausible, maybe realistic, but at the end of the day, nothing can predict the future. And we get a negative result, and our stories say, oh, it's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to find a joy and happiness like everyone else. I'm going to die lonely and miserable. And that may be plausible. It may be realistic. Your thinking might find all the evidence to back it up. But it really is a story. Because nothing does make us feel anything. It's like a toddler having a teddy bear or a blanket. I know plenty of parents who are panicking about the fact they can't find their child's blanket or teddy bear, and the child is just having a meltdown as a result. Our son didn't have that kind of attachment to anything in that way. Of course, he had teddy bears he loved and soft toys he loved, but not that. They weren't a sense of security like some people attach to a teddy bear. And as an adult, we know that teddy bear is just a stuffed toy. But the child thinks the teddy bear gives them security. And that's what thinking does. It attaches an emotional state to an object. And as an adult, we can say, yeah, of course, the teddy bear doesn't give security. It's just a teddy bear. But that's true for everything. It's not just teddy bears. Nothing makes us feel anything. The beautiful tree in nature is neutral. You're looking at it from a place of beauty. The child is looking at that teddy bear from a place of security within them. It only works one way. And the more we can begin to see that, the more we tap into our innate resourcefulness, our innate resilience. So these things that knock us back don't knock us so back, far back. We can know we're okay even if we don't feel okay. We can tap into the part of us that is the observer of our human experience. The part of us that knows we're okay. The part of us that's connected to this energy behind life. That we're made of it, we're part of it. Our soul is formless. And one of my favourite metaphors, I'm sure I've shared it before, I'm going to share it again. I'll probably share it again in the future because sometimes it's good to hear something more than once. It's from Michael Neal's book, the Inside Out Revolution. And imagine you're on this giant barge floating down a beautiful, beautiful river. And on this giant barge is a giant roller coaster. And your seat on the roller coaster is in the front car. Now imagine your whole life you've only ridden that roller coaster with your eyes closed. And you can feel the ups and downs and swinging round and round. And all you know is that feeling of up and down, around and around. Sometimes feeling scary. Imagine the first time you ride that roller coaster with your eyes open. And you crest the top of that roller coaster and you see that river in all its glory and beauty and majesty. And before you know it, you're thrown down to the depths. But the more you keep your eyes open, the more you begin to see the river come back. And the more you begin to know that river is there, whether you can see it or not, you just know it's there. And you can begin to wonder about its mystery. You can be more connected to its beauty and begin to wonder where it's taking you. And what this energy behind life is like that, what this energy behind life has got your back. It's kind, it's loving. And sometimes it takes us in a direction to where you want to be in the most surprising of ways. You know, I wouldn't wish a 10-year fertility journey on anyone, but I'm so thankful I learned about myself within it, and I think I'm a better father as a result, a much happier man as a result. I'm not perfect by any ways, but what I did, my own Project U journey and our fertility journey, I truly believe enabled us to get pregnant, but also I think enables us to be more the parents we want to be. So what if this energy behind life has got your back? What if you're part of something bigger that's kind and loving and wants nothing more than you to feel complete, to be happy, to be content in the moment now? It's how he came into the world. He wants you to know that now, so you can live from that place and bring your baby into the world from this place, into a container of love and completeness and worthiness. So you can help that baby stay in that place. This energy behind life is kind and loving, and it's got your back. It's a birthright. You're made of it. You're part of it. Loving you.